Paul Woodruff is a professor of philosophy and classics at the University of Texas at Austin. He's just written a new book called The Necessity of Theater, The Art of Watching and Being Watched. In the book, he writes that he wants to demonstrate that theater is not a dying art form. WMNF spoke with him earlier this week.
I think that's true of what I call the art theater, performances of plays on Broadway or revivals of Shakespeare. But I don't think it's true of what I understand theater to be, which is extremely vibrant and essential.
Absolutely. And essentially, the whole thesis of your book, you're talking about the necessity of theater. Why did you want to go, this is a real interesting exercise you've done here with this book. What do you want to get accomplished to the reader?
I want the reader to be aware of the large range of theatrical events around and to appreciate the importance both of watching and being watched. I wanted to undo the idea that theater is about pretense and make-believe, because theater, as I understand it, tries to make things real, whether it's art theater or the kind of theater we encounter at a wedding or a sports event or some other occasion on which people watch and are watched and are connecting with each other through the process.
The subtitle of this book is The Art of Watching and Being Watched, and you certainly write a lot about the audience and what the audience can get, what the audience can put in themselves in order to get an ultimate and more enhanced idea of the whole ritual of theater going, as it were. You write that part of the art of living well is knowing when to pay attention and to know the different circumstances that we face. I guess that obviously parallels what you're talking about when observing a performance of some sort.
Right. I think that to live well, you need to be able to find other people worth paying attention to. The art of watching is the art of finding people worth watching. And it even extends to yourself. You need to be able to find yourself worth paying attention to, and to believe that you're worth paying attention to. So the kind of formal watching in art theater, as I understand it, is all a sort of encapsulation of and practice for the theater that is part of our lives.
We're speaking with Paul Woodruff. He's the author of the new book, The Necessity of Theater. Professor Woodruff, you talk also about how life will be more interesting when you practice the art of theater in it, and mention that imagination is rewarding in itself.
Yes, imagination is a really important part of watching. You have to imagine full lives for the people that you watch, whether they're fictional characters on stage or historical characters in history or real people at the table in the restaurant next door, next to you. And imagining that someone loves them, imagining that they love someone else. Just think of the difference between teaching a student who is to you merely a number. You know him by his social security number, or you know her by her electronic ID. And think of the difference between that and actually being able to perceive her as somebody whose parents care deeply about her, who has a boyfriend who isn't paying attention to her, who has hopes to go to medical school, and a record of disappointments in high school. All of that takes some imagination. Even if you know some of the bare facts, you still have to flesh them out with imagination in order to appreciate them and come to some kind of empathy and react to her as a person.